Good evening, and welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY Community Public Radio. I'm Lydia Panis, your host for this evening. Tonight, in the first segment of the show, we will be talking about the upcoming exhibit at the Allentown Art Museum, Walker Evans and the American Social Landscape Photographers, with our guests Diane Fisher and David Sestak. Diane Fisher is chief curator of the Allentown Art Museum of the Lehigh Valley. Dr. Fisher studied the history of photography under Beaumont Newhall in the master's program at the University of New Mexico. She received her Ph.D. in American art from City University of New York. Diane taught art history, including the history of photography, at Pratt Institute, Seton Hall University, and Montclair State University. She was also curator at the Montclair Art Museum and has lectured and published extensively. Also with us tonight is David Sestak, a retired high school art and photography teacher. David graduated from Kutztown University and did postgraduate work with Guggenheim recipient photographer Judith Joy Ross at Moravian College. He is founder and president of Media 5 Entertainment, an internationally recognized artist management company and booking agency. David collects American post-war street photography and is also an exhibited photographer himself. David and his wife Christine's collection of black and white photographs make up most of the upcoming exhibition. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Lydia.
The exhibition, Walker Evans and the American Social Landscape Photographers, begins this week with an opening reception Saturday evening at the Allentown Art Museum. Walker Evans is one of the most important photographers of this 20th century. His work has been an inspiration to many photographers, including myself, and has changed the way photography is viewed and understood. Evans was hired by the Farm Securities Administration to document the Depression in the 30s, mostly in the rural South, but also spent time in the Lehigh Valley. The exhibit focuses on the work made here in the Valley. I want to start with a question for David. David, how did you begin collecting photography?
Well, after I retired from teaching, there was a void. And as a continuation or an outgrowth of teaching and working with students and the pictures they were making, I was fortunate enough that in the mid-90s that I could really dig into collecting. And just like a student's portfolio that have focus, I really wanted to have a focus to what I would start collecting.
So can you tell us a little bit about your collection?
Well, the collection basically is street photography. It's post-war American images. Rather than collecting a lot of photographers, it's an in-depth collection of about 20 photographers. And Walker Evans is kind of the master's master in my mind, that all the photographers that I collected subsequent to him, in one way or the other, were moved by the creations, his aesthetic.
So I guess I'm curious, what is it that initially interested you in his work?
Well, I like quiet photographs. I like photographs that have a sense of place. I like photographs that are very direct. I like photographs that are well composed. And, you know, when I first saw his work in the book American Photographs, which is the companion catalog to the 1938 MoMA show of his, which incidentally is the first solo photography show ever at MoMA, I really gravitated to the images and it and the information I gained from it from that era where I really wasn't living.
Thank you. Now, Diane, Walker Evans is considered to be one of the most influential photographers of the 20th century. Can you share with our listeners a little of the context of his work?
Okay, yes. Well, he was one of the most influential photographers, but also I would even say artists of the 20th century. And a lot of that is that he really invented a new kind of genre in photography towards the social landscape. And a year before he came to the Lehigh Valley in 1935, he really defined this whole genre. And I think he made it mature, really, in 1935 when he came here. And I'll just paraphrase him, that what he wants to photograph is the American city, people of all classes, automobiles and the automobile culture, movies, decay in education, and decay in religion. He wanted to see what the people were doing for entertainment. And so it's really, he was, in French, you would call it a flâneur from Baudelaire's tradition in the 19th century, which is somebody who is an interested spectator, who is in the scene, but not really part of the scene itself. So, but now he's not just walking around, he also has a car. So it's updated in the 20th century sense of the word.
Now, when one first sees an Evans photograph, it looks cool and detached.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when you look closer, upon close inspection, there's a lot more to glean from these photographs. It is easy to miss the significance of the work. Can you tell us a little bit about the details and the significance? And then maybe afterwards, you know, do you worry that perhaps a casual observer will not identify them at the show?
Right.
Let's start with the first
question. There is a way to read photographs that Walker Evans really was a master of. And I think a lot of it was because he came from a literary tradition. And so it's not like the other photographs of landscape photographers that just make a beautiful photograph like Ansel Adams. There's meaning in those, too. I'm not saying there isn't. But in Walker Evans's work, a lot of times there are signs, literal signs in the landscape that say things, or buildings are decaying, or there are people making different gestures and things like that, that once you look at the photographs and you really study them, you could learn how to read them.
Do you worry that perhaps people will come into the exhibit and maybe not necessarily notice that? Because they do feel very detached. They don't,
right.
Even though they're very, very passionate, it seems
well,
like it can
what
be
we're,
hard
what
to
we're
miss.
Trying to do in the exhibition is outline all of that with the wall text.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a handout for people. And but the way we organized the exhibition is that we'll help people learn how to read the photographs. Do you want me to tell you how we organized it now, or do you want me to do that later?
Maybe we'll get to that.
Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering then, is the museum going to schedule educational events and lectures around
yes,
the exhibit?
Yes, we have wonderful programs that you could look at our website, allentownartmuseum.org, and we have Bill Owens, the photographer, who's coming, and Larry Fink, another photographer, is coming to speak, and lots of other programs.
And they'll be talking about Evans, too. Because I know they're in the exhibit, too. Great. Now, despite the fact that this work was made on hire, Evans was first and foremost an artist. He had a strong personality, and his work is full of complexity. Can you speak to his background and how this influenced his work and his point of view?
Yeah, well, I think his background is just fascinating. His father was an advertising executive. And although photo historians have mentioned this before, I think it really is something that's really important because advertising was a new business back then. The Americans invented it around, the turn of the century. But advertising was getting more and more part of it. And so Walker Evans really understood how images could be manipulated and words could be manipulated. His father was a writer, and Evans thought he was a hack writer and really wanted to become himself a professional writer in the manner of the great literary people, but then became a little daunted by that and decided to be a photographer instead. And lucky for us that he did that. But he was influenced by European and American cubism, American scene painting, all different sorts of things. Advertising and folk culture. So he's really bringing the high and the low into it together.
And Evans also was, he came from this very sort of a well-to-do background.
Mm-hmm,
and it seemed
correct.
Like there was a bit of this that he eschewed and was not that interested.
Yes, he was rebellious. He really wanted to rebel against his father. And he dropped out of Williams College and went to live in New York to try to make his way, and then was able to go to Paris for a while and study French literature and art. So
do you think this is visible in the work?
Oh, I certainly do.
Can you talk about that?
Oh, boy. Well, in some of his photography, you see the influence of the French photographer Henri Cartier-Bresson with the whole idea of the decisive moment. And for those kinds of photographs, to get a snapshot, Evans would use a small Leica camera, 35 millimeter, that sort of thing. And he also was influenced by Cubism in terms of the flatness of some of the work and the signs that are incorporated, sort of like collages, which you don't really think of photography so much as a flat surface. You think of it a lot of times with more depth of field. And so those are some of the examples. I could go on, but
great.
We have other things to talk about.
Great. Now, a number of the images in the show were shot locally. There is one particularly interesting image and very important portrait of Bethlehem Steel with a graveyard and housing, workers' mm-hmm. housing in between. Would you describe this image and maybe speak to us a little bit about his ideas about even corporations and industry?
Right, right. Well, in the foreground is a grave of an Italian, I guess they're immigrants, couple. And they're depicted on the gravestone. And behind that, you could see the rest of the cemetery. And then you see some workers' houses. And looming in the background are the steel stacks. Some of them aren't there anymore, but you could see Bethlehem Steel. And at the time, Bethlehem Steel was one of the most important and largest corporations in America. It was responsible for the steel that was used in different bridges, like the Golden Gate Bridge and the new bridge on 22. That was new, you know, that they were planning at the time. And, you know, so the whole thing is that the corporation sort of looms over every aspect of the people's lives.
And I suppose the graveyard is, there's the graveyard.
The graveyard, exactly. The people work and then they die, you know. And, you know, so Evans, you know, had a very matter-of-fact kind of approach, very straightforward. But also there's, you know, a bit of irony and cynicism there, too.
Yeah, a bit of his own sort of feeling in
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Are there other images in the show that perhaps are from the Lehigh Valley?
Oh, yes. There's a great one of the Phillipsburg Bridge, the one that's from the 1890s. And it's from Easton looking towards Phillipsburg, New Jersey. And there's really a wonderful array of different styles of architecture that seem to clash. And Evans himself commented on the ugliness of it. But that's what he really was attracted to.
Will these images, these other local images, will they be labeled as such?
So oh, yes. Oh, they're labeled as such. And we have before and after photos. We have Evans's original photos from 1935. And then Chuck Zofko, who was a local photographer, he re-photographed the sites so you could actually see. And we have little label photos that you could see what the sites look like today. So it's quite exciting.
Great. The work in the museum is arranged in two sections. The introductory section of the exhibit is devoted to Evans and his photographs of the valley. In the second section, Evans' work is installed alongside the work of other photographers who are influenced by him. Some of the other photographers include Robert Frank, Diane Arbus, and Lee Friedlander, whom Evans personally championed. From David's collection, we will also see the work of Gary Winogrand, Bruce Davidson, William Klein, as well as two local photographers, Judith Joy Ross and Larry Fink. Would maybe David or either one of you, would you like to speak a little bit about the relationship between some of these photographers and Evans? For instance, maybe Arbus and Frank and Evans or Fink and Ross and Evans?
Well, Robert Frank, besides having Walker Evans as a mentor, created probably one of the most important bodies of work in the 20th century called The Americans. And when you look at Walker Evans' book from 38 that I previously mentioned, American Photographs, there's a parallel with that, except Frank, of course, shot in the mid-50s, and it was a whole different situation in America, and he was dealing with elements that Walker Evans wasn't dealing at that point. So all those photographers you mentioned were aware of him, studied his publications for the most point, and then was fortunate enough to have him personally involved with a mentorship in a minor way with all of them. So it's exciting how Diane did the groupings there, because we now see juxtapositions with a Robert Frank to an image by Walker Evans, and next to that may be a Lee Friedlander, a Dan Arbus, and a Winogrand. The exhibition's in a salon style, and one of the things that excited me the most was to study these groupings and see the dialogue that's going on now by each one of these artists and how the works work complement or contrast each other.
Now, also in this second section of the exhibit, photographs, I understand, are arranged by subject matter.
Mm-hmm. Right, we have different themes. You know, so the first area is Walker Evans in the Lehigh Valley, 1935, and that really, you know, was his year of really defining his own style. The other sections we have different groupings. We have architecture, signs, groups of people, portraits of people, interiors. And the interiors are, they look like, they sort of function as portraits even if there are no people in it, because it's the personal space of the people that he's photographing. Gestures, again, they communicate what is going on in the photos. Automobiles. You know, in the 1920s was the first time we really had a great automobile culture here. And so you see how the next generation of social landscape photographers is responding to Walker Evans by what's going on in their era, whether it's post-World War II era or the Vietnam War.
Well, this should be exciting. One more question, Diane. What would you like the audience to take away from the exhibit?
Well, I'd like them to learn how to realize that these social landscape photographers communicate. That's what it's really all about. And to try to figure out what they're saying. And then you can read the photographs by subject matter, by composition, you know, and different things like that. And also, you know, how great Walker Evans was, and how great these other 15 master photographers are that David collected. And it's just an amazing array.
It should be exciting. And then just to close, this weekend also marks the opening of the Franz Klein, which will be exhibited by Robert Madison from from Lafayette.
Yes, and it complements, both exhibits complement each other beautifully. We have an opening on Saturday night at 6 o'clock, and it's a black and white theme because Franz Klein did a lot of black and white paintings. And he really belonged to that next generation of the same people who influenced who were influenced by Walker Evans, and they were the abstract expressionists in New York. And a lot of the photographers like Winogrand and Friedlander lived in New York, and they were really interacted with each other.
Well, this should be very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Diane and David.
Thank you, Lydia.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing the exhibit. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY Community Public Radio. I'm Lydia Panis, your host. And we have been speaking with Diane Fisher and David Sestak about the upcoming Walker Evans exhibit at the Allentown Art Museum.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Touchstone Theater on Bethlehem's South Side, opening their 32nd season with The Pan Show, In Pan We Trust. The favorite horned god is back and leading a ragtag coalition of nations to save America from itself. Performed by the Touchstone Ensemble, this political satire musical will run from October 4th through the 13th. For tickets or information, 610-867-1689 or touchstone.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Lydia Panis, your host for this evening. Tonight, in the second segment of our show, we will be speaking to Kiki Ninaber, Director of Fuse Art Infrastructure. Tonight's discussion will be about Spaces, an exhibit in downtown Allentown this weekend, curated by Miss Ninaber. Fuse is organizing a number of vacant spaces which will house exhibitions by 14 artists from the area. Kiki, let's start with Fuse. You are the director. Tell us more about this organization.
Hi, Lydia. Thanks for having me. Fuse Art Infrastructure has been founded in fall of 2010 already. And we're trying to work out how we can create a more likable environment for artists in the Lehigh Valley. That's the infrastructure part of our operation. We want to fuse artists and institutions and the museum and, you know, make it, and housing and studio spaces. And so fuse art for infrastructure, that's what we do. And that is why we collaborated with Old Allentown to show their vacant spaces that are available for art and art ventures. And for now, we're just housing exhibitions in temporary spaces for one day only.
So how did Fuse, let's just walk back a few steps, how did Fuse come to the Lehigh Valley?
Oh, we were already here. Ivan, my husband and I moved here 10 years ago, and we found like-minded people that just have been talking to each other, as in, like, where are the artists? Where do we go? Where do we exhibit? Where do we even hang out and talk to each other and find each other? And we want to, you know, bring opportunity for artists to change that. And collectors, too. Come on out, see us.
And then Spaces came about. How did that happen?
Spaces, yes, was an... We did a thing called Wham Bam in May. That was sort of a housing and a short exhibition, a three-day event. People came, made art, showed it, took it down. And that sort of initiated an idea that we can do an exhibition quickly and just do it and have fun with that and have artists have fun with it and do something that they normally don't do. So that some people from Old Allentown came to that and they said, well, we could integrate that in our house tour. There are spaces there that could address that kind of quick need to make an installation and do something really cool. So we pitched it to the board, and they pitched it to the house tour, and we kept going with that. And so here we are. So we have five venues, actually, that house 14 installation of artists. Each artist actually has one room. So it's a pretty significant statement each artist gets to make.
Oh, so each one gets basically like a solo show?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about some of the artists?
I'll tell you about all of them. Lydia Panas in front of me will be showing a part from her public art series, Falling from Grace. You want to talk about it? No. Okay.
Not today.
No. She will. That will be five large scale photography on view there, and she. It's nice to see that stuff in one room, that work in one room, because she only exhibited in various places separate from each other. So that will be different for Lydia's work in this place. She's at 1128 Linden Street. Victoria Snyder, she will create an installation at 1131 Linden, right around the corner, across the street, actually. And we have, she will create an installation that's in space, very site-specific. It's not there yet, which is sort of, I was chuckling at the fact that the previous people were talking about history and the sense of what you want to look at. I don't have really an idea what's going to happen. Our whole operation is a work in progress. People will just come in and do what they do.
So it's very experimental.
Yeah, the whole thing is experimental. We have at, talk about experimental, we have at 1021 Turner, which is a large, basically a shell of a warehouse, vast space. We have two artists in there, Nestor Armando Gill and Jim Toya, and they invited six other people, Larry Galloway, Cody Harnish, Joseph Ingraro, David Nicholas, Barbara Oliver, to help them, you know. So they have how many artists? Seven, eight? So they will create a collaborative piece. I have no idea what that's going to be.
There's wow, you don't know if it's sculpture or painting or even sound?
I have a sense of the two artists that I have originally invited, what they were going to do, because they're about materials that they find and highlight. And you know, so I had a sense of what they're going to be doing, but now I hear talk of bicycles generating electricity, milk pipelines, because 1021 was a dairy period. So they're going to go with that history of that space, which is interesting. And Carl Stirner's in the show. You know, he's going to bring some iron sculpture. Brian Wiggins is doing an interesting piece and sculpture. Angela Frawley, painter, and she's a very expressive painter. That will be beautiful. Wesley Heiss, her husband, conceptual artist, sculptor, will be there. Lee Leckie, beautiful paintings. So we have 14 of them, and it will be fun to watch.
And the show will be up this weekend.
This weekend. Actually, we have a preview for the art only on Saturday. You got to really do it quick. That will be 4 to 6. That's Saturday the 6th, 4 to 6. And on the 7th, we have, 11 to 3, sorry. 11 to 4. 11 to 4 o'clock, the whole entire house tour. Oh, I didn't even talk about the house tour. Spaces is part of the house tour.
How we're going to know where everything is.
Yeah, that too. So you go to, for the Spaces part, you start at 221 8th Street in Old Allentown. And Old Allentown, the next day, will have, you can go to any of the spaces, but Old Allentown is located at, why can't I find this now?
Is there a website we could go to?
Yeah, oldallentown.org. And Fuse, AllentownFuse.org, that's us.
So oldallentown.org and Fuse.
No, AllentownFuse.org. There we go. Go there. Find everything. And, that's me.
Thank you, Kiki. It's nice to have you.
I talk fast.
We have been speaking with Kiki Nienaber, director of Fuse, about the upcoming Old Allentown Historic House Tour and Spaces in downtown Allentown, bringing artists and experimentation to the Lehigh Valley, innovative program that challenges artists and audiences alike. I look forward to seeing the show.
Thank you.
I am Lydia Panis, your host for this evening. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY.